The Wisconsin Republican Party ventured into Democratic territory Thursday night and opened its first ever campaign office near Milwaukee's Central City. About 75 people attended the grand opening in the historic Bronzeville neighborhood. As WUWM's Mayan Silver reports, organizers say they're hoping to woo black voters.
The crowd nearly filled up the room, adorned with banners that read Trump 2020 and God Bless America. President Trump narrowly won Wisconsin in 2016, and the state is viewed as a battleground this year. Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson spoke first. He's been involved with the Joseph Project, a program which connects African Americans from Milwaukee with jobs. He says the goal of the new office is to promote conservative ideas.
We're showing up in a very genuine and sincere effort, asking people to just listen to us, just consider maybe a different approach. Because we really care about you, we want to see you succeed. We believe we and our party has the formula for success. And that's why we're here.
Next up was Gerard Randall, chair of the African American Council of the Wisconsin Republican Party. He says GOP and African American history are significantly intertwined.
The nation's first Republican president, Abraham Lincoln, emancipated African American slaves in 1863. It was the Republican Party that successfully promulgated the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments to the United States Constitution.
We spoke with Andrew Hitt, chair of the Wisconsin Republican Party, after the speeches. He heralded President Trump and the GOP's modern-day accomplishments, like opportunity zones, tax breaks for investments in economically disadvantaged areas, and criminal justice reform.
The president passed the most historic piece of legislation in the First Step Act, and that's something that the Republican Party, it hasn't been a focus before. So there's a lot of things that we can focus on together.
The city, including its African American community, has been a consistent Democratic stronghold. But in Wisconsin as a whole, black turnout was down 20% in 2016 versus 2012, according to a study by the Center for American Progress, a liberal advocacy group. Angela Lang leads BLOC, Black Leaders Organizing for Communities, in Milwaukee. She says the GOP office is an attempt to try to make up for lost ground after decades of not being able to engage the black community.
And it's disingenuous because if they actually wanted the support of black voters, they would put forth policies to make sure that our communities are being invested in and uplifted, and they actually wouldn't be behind voter suppression. So it seems very ironic to me that they're trying to court the black vote while simultaneously putting forth voter suppression efforts.
Under former Governor Scott Walker, Wisconsin passed one of the harshest voter ID laws in the nation, restricted early voting hours, and brought about partisan redistricting. But as to the Milwaukee GOP office opening, Democratic Party of Wisconsin spokesperson Phil Shulman said in a statement that Milwaukee voters, quote, aren't going to be fooled by the antics of Trump or Wisconsin Republicans after years of their bullying and disregard for this community. He says, on top of building his candidacy around the false conspiracy theory that our first black president wasn't a U.S. citizen and scapegoating people of color at every turn, Donald Trump has broken his promise to lower prescription drug and healthcare costs, raise wages, or pass meaningful common sense gun safety reform. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.